Today on Seculo, the FBI raids continue. This time, a pro-life activist, you heard me right, arrested at home after a raid.
Keeping you informed and engaged, now more than ever. This is Seculo. We want to hear from you. Share and post your comments or call 1-800-684-3110. And now your host, Jordan Seculo.
So on Friday in Pennsylvania, pro-life activist is at home with his family, and 20 FBI agents show up, guns out. The FBI said, don't worry, it's not the SWAT team. And they said it wasn't 25 FBI agents, it was 15 to 20. This is because this pro-life activist had a couple of altercations with someone who worked at volunteered for an abortion clinic.
Who was harassing his son.
One with obscenity, the second physically. And that person had initially brought their own charges against the individual. This is like a year ago. And guess what? Thrown out of court. No, not even a trial. But now who's jumped in? The Department of Justice and Merrick Garland, who ordered that FBI to go in guns out on a Friday night with a lot of kids at home, and they arrested him in front of the family, shackled him, and put him into the police car.
So they alleged violation, the affidavit supporting the warrant. He received a target letter and was violations of the Free Access to Clinic Entrances Act. Now, we litigated the first cases against this. Here's how the Freedom of Access to Clinic Entrances Act came into existence. We had won a series of cases at the Supreme Court of the United States saying you could not turn an issue of trespass when people were blockading the doors to the clinic, the Operation Rescue protests, into a literal federal case using the Ku Klux Klan Act of 1871, 1985-3, 1985-1. There were these statutes. The court agreed with us and said opposition to abortion is not discrimination against women. Therefore, you could not use those statutes. So then a few years later, Congress passes the Free Access to Clinic Entrances Act. The problem here, of course, was, Cece, to have FACE apply, as the statute's called, you have to block access to the clinic entrance. Not someone engaging in First Amendment activity does not constitute a block.
Right. The FACE Act prohibits violent, threatening, damaging, and obstructive conduct intended
right
to injure, intimidate, or interfere with the right to seek, obtain, or provide reproductive health services. That was not what was going on here. This was a father protecting his son from this escort who was going after his son. So there was no FACE violation at all happening
here. He wasn't engaged in a blockade or obstruction of the clinic. He was simply offering sidewalk counseling, and which is constitutionally protected. We've litigated that all over the country. But the FBI comes in with 20 agents. First of all, you're right. They say, oh, let us correct something here. There's this misconception. It wasn't a SWAT team. Like, that should be great news, everybody. We didn't use the SWAT team. Instead, we just had 20 to 30 agents doing this.
Yeah, I mean, to an average person, this is not a distinction you make between SWAT team and 20 armed FBI agents at your home on a Friday evening when your kids are there over something that happened a year ago. So the confusion level, high. As you could imagine, because this was not like time to exactly what had happened and to a case that was thrown out.
How about if they thought it was a criminal case? We'll ask Andy this when he comes in. Have him voluntarily surrender.
Yeah, what is the deal here? What do they think they're going to find at this guy's home? Some cabal or some kind of coordinated activity? Like, why raid the home?
Because of shock value. So other people don't do this. So, folks, if you're watching on our social media applications...
So you don't protest peacefully outside of an abortion clinic.
Correct. That's really what this is designed to do. And close the crisis pregnancy centers, the pregnancy resource centers. All right. If you're watching on Facebook, hit share. If you're on Rumble, hit the plus sign. If you're on YouTube, thumbs up and share it. We encourage you to do that. We're going to be back with more of this. We're taking your phone calls. You outraged on this one? 1-800-684-3110. Guess what? The FBI, not just pro-life stuff. Some economic overreach. 1-800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us on air. Support the work of the ACLJ at aclj.org. And you and Jordan, you and Logan are doing another podcast today.
Yeah, that's right. We do our podcast Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday on Seculo Brothers. So check that out at seculobrothers.com.
The challenges facing Americans are substantial. At a time when our values, our freedoms, our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. For decades now, the ACLJ has been on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. And we have an exceptional track record of success. But here's the bottom line. We could not do our work without your support. We remain committed to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. That remains our top priority, especially now during these challenging times. The American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. If you're already a member, thank you. And if you're not, well, this is the perfect time to stand with us at ACLJ.org, where you can learn more about our life-changing work. Become a member today, ACLJ.org.
After nearly 50 years, Roe v. Wade, the tragic ruling that manufactured a so-called right to abortion, has been overturned by the United States Supreme Court. This is the moment the ACLJ has been fighting for. It's the biggest victory we've achieved in our three-decade-long fight against the soulless abortion industry. And believe me, abortionists like Planned Parenthood are devastated. This victory would not have been possible without the steadfast prayer and support of ACLJ members like you. On behalf of the entire ACLJ, I thank you for standing with us against the abortion industry and helping us save defenseless babies. I thank you for making this victory possible. And I ask you for your continued prayer and support as we continue to battle against barbaric new abortion laws across our nation.
Starting today.
Back to Secular. We are taking your phone calls, 201-800-684-3110, because this has to alarm everyone out there, especially to the activist community who I know listens to this broadcast, because, again, you'd think, okay, there's some incident, it happened about a year ago, charges get filed, those private charges, you know, and they get dropped, so you're at home on a Friday evening, a lot of commotion at the door, knock, 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 guns out.
Maybe
FBI,
a little more aggressive than that.
Yeah, I mean a lot more aggressive than that, but I don't want to break anything in our studio. And you've got your home being raided by the FBI as you're walked out in shackles over an incident you may not even remember. I mean that's how long ago it was. I know if you got which I think he does have 5 or 6 kids, a lot goes on in life in a year. You're probably not even thinking about what is this happening to me. Well, and you realize this is the political persecution of the pro-life community by the Biden Department of Justice because they don't like the Supreme Court decision.
I thought CC during the break had a good analysis here, and that is, it seems like when one agency fails, the other one hops in. The civil lawsuit failed, DOJ comes in. The Planned Parenthood fails, DOJ comes in. This seems to be the pattern now.
Right, we've definitely seen a pattern about that. You know, Planned Parenthood has filed lawsuits against states, and they'll get thrown out. And then what do we see? Well, okay, if the Planned Parenthood's going to get thrown out, then DOJ comes in and they take the case up themselves. And in this case, you had the police come to the incident and they did not press charges. You had the DA decline to press charges. You had the escort actually file a civil suit. It gets dropped. And then what happens? Okay, DOJ is going to come in and take up this fight.
He gets a target letter that you're target of a crime because FACE, Free Access to Clinic Entrance Act, has a felony component to it, and that's what they did. But this, again, goes right back to this nature of overreach. Now, in the pro-life fight, are we shocked? I mean, it was Kamala Harris. We have it? Can we play it? This is what she said. Was this weekend? It sure was. Take a listen.
As it relates to the work of attorneys general, Dobbs also intentionally shifted the fight for reproductive rights to the states. So as the chief legal officer of your state, you, because I've been watching you, are bravely defending reproductive freedom. You are taking on rightly the crisis pregnancy centers.
You are taking on rightly the crisis pregnancy centers. Now let's see what's happened to the crisis pregnancy centers. They've been bombed, vandalized, told by the California officials that they have to put up a sign saying, here's where you go for your abortion, which they lost, and we won those cases at the Supreme Court of the United States. And you've got Jane's Revenge, you know, totally.
No one has been accountable for any of the incidents involving the pro-life
Has there been one prosecution?
Not that we know of.
Has there been an arrest?
No.
Has the FBI knocked on anybody's door?
Not that we know of.
Okay, there you go. But yeah, they'll get that one guy that was handing out a pamphlet in Pennsylvania.
That's right. It's totally, the abortion distortion is still alive and well. And it's ridiculous that, you know, we have the Vice President of the United States saying, you're rightfully targeting crisis pregnancy centers or pregnancy resource centers.
Isn't that absurd?
It's ridiculous. These are the centers that actually help women and give an actual choice to a woman who's pregnant. And yet those have become the targets because those are the ones that are on the front line. They are the people on the front line fighting this battle to protect these innocent children.
There's no excuse. We got phone calls coming in, 800-684-3110, 1-800-684-3110. Let's go right to the phones.
Yeah, Justin in California on line one. Hey, Justin.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. My question is this, is this what the federal, we should expect from the federal government now while we're not at war, is to go after Americans expressing their First Amendment rights and former presidents and whatnot? I mean, it seems ridiculous.
I think we are at war. They just don't like to acknowledge the enemy that we're at war with, which is the cartels, the drug cartels that are smuggling drugs and humans, trafficking humans across our southern border. But that's not a war they want to fight. Directly, so they don't want to call it that, even though they've in the past, you know, war on this, war on that. This would be a direct war on cartels, because guess what? It's not just cartels that are based in the Northern Triangle or Mexico. It's because the cartels are getting their drugs from China. So they're going to ignore that conflict. And then I do think to some extent, Justin, when they get the nod from the top office, the politics that have seeded into the FBI. It's not just the high profile. It's not just the former president now. It's the pro-life activists being raided.
I mean, look, they've taken this to a new level. I mean, it's in these levels of absurdity. And here, a pro-life activist whose case against him, the civil case, was dismissed by the person he was supposedly harassing. Okay, so I want you to think about what that means for a minute. And then the federal government comes in, and it's like exactly what CeCe said. If somebody else fails, don't worry. Merrick Garland's FBI will be there.
Yeah, it is ridiculous. I'm going to say this once again. When the incident happened, police were called. They came. The police did not file any charges. They found no wrongdoing. The district attorney declined to charge this man, did not take up the case. And then when a civil case is brought by this escort claiming that he was harmed, assault and battery, it gets dismissed, and then what happens? The DOJ swoops in and says, we're going to go after this man.
It's a target letter. He got a target letter.
He got a target letter 6 days after the case was dismissed.
So the case is dismissed. They realize there's nothing going to happen there, Jordan. So the FBI, Department of Justice says, dear sir, you're a target of a federal investigation or a federal grand jury, and you expect an indictment.
But you know,
and then they didn't say, you know, have your client surrender. They
right.
have to go pound his house in front of his seven kids.
That's why I don't understand. These folks are not given the opportunity to, again, not have these violent incidents, which can get out of control.
And
these are dangerous incidents. When you have people show up to your door with guns at night, you don't know how the person on the other side of the door is going to react.
I mean,
because you might think, okay, somebody's here to hurt my family.
Yeah.
Ridiculous. No talk here of whether or not, and I'm sure this individual, if given the opportunity, would have volunteer to surrender, be fingerprinted, to go through the process. But this charge is serious. This is a $350,000 fine and up to 11 years in prison.
Felony. Yeah.
And they were actually given, when they first got the target letter, according to their spokesperson, his attorney did reach out to the DOJ. To say, how can we comply? What do we need to do? And they never heard anything from the DOJ they get knocked on the door at 7 a.m.
You gotta more than reach out. You gotta contact. You gotta send a certified letter. Well, whatever. I'm sure they did. Let's go ahead and take another phone call. We got an opposed view.
Yeah, Jennifer in Virginia on line two. Hey, Jennifer.
Hey, Jennifer.
Hi. I'm sorry. I've never called in before. It's my first time listening to your station.
Sure.
But you made a comment earlier regarding the pregnancy crisis centers and how they offer a choice. And I have been to one of those before. And These scare tactics, they're not really offering you a choice. They're scaring you into one choice only, which is keep the child. And I understand that. I am a God-fearing woman myself, but that's not exactly giving a choice, really.
Well, you have the choice. I'll let Cece address this. You have the choice. I mean, they're just presenting the pro-life, protect the unborn child.
Yeah,
I mean, that's the option they're offering on this.
Sounds like they're pretty effective if they're making you think, I shouldn't kill my child.
Yes.
Right.
Which
is their
goal, and you voluntarily walk in there.
Right. I've worked with a lot of these PRCs, Crisis Pregnancy Centers, across the United States, and they do offer choices. If you can't, support your child, they'll say, well, there are adoption choices. If you need help financially, they'll help you that way as well. What they're saying is there's not just one choice to kill your baby. You can keep your baby, and we will help you through that. And they also allow the person to actually see their baby in an ultrasound, which is another thing that Planned Parenthood won't do. So they are definitely giving options and making sure that you have informed consent.
Yeah, I just don't understand why Jennifer and so many people are opposed to the idea of allowing women to make a choice to go into a place they know is pro-life. And are they shocked when they go in there that's pro-life? You're allowed to be a pro-life organization. This is that abortion distortion. The idea that it's okay to have an abortion clinic where there's only one choice. Abortion. That's what they do at Planned Parenthood. It's not okay to have a pro-life viewpoint at a pro-life pregnancy center, because somehow that speech and that view is not protected the same way under our Constitution, in their view. Now, under the Supreme Court precedent, it is. Under our Constitution, it is protected the same way, but we have to fight much harder for our rights.
Well, not only that, I mean, the strong-arm tactics that were utilized here, let's just take it right back to this situation.
Yeah.
This goes back to what Stacey Abrams was pulling last week, okay? Again, it's related to abortion. Take a listen to what she said.
There is no such thing as a heartbeat at 6 weeks. It is a manufactured sound designed to convince people that men have the right to take control of a woman's body away from her.
So the ultrasound companies, which are gigantic, big medical companies that do ultrasounds for all kinds of things, are secretly implanting a heartbeat chip so that you will think your baby's having a heartbeat.
Yeah, I'm wondering if she's going to get a defamation lawsuit by an ultrasound company. And by the way, she's also an election denier.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure why, all these. Does she have an FBI investigation into her?
Looks like she's going to lose the Georgia election.
If she, when you start making statements like that, a conspiracy that ultrasound manufacturers are putting in a sound so that men have control over women. There's nothing out there that she's ever been pregnant or gone through a pregnancy. So it's even a secondary claim because she doesn't have firsthand knowledge. So again, it shows your campaign is in trouble. We'll be right back on Secular. After nearly 50 years, Roe versus Wade, the tragic ruling that manufactured a so-called right to abortion, has been overturned by the United States Supreme Court. This is the moment the ACLJ has been fighting for. It's the biggest victory we've achieved in our 3-decade-long fight against the soulless abortion industry. And believe me, abortionists like Planned Parenthood are devastated. This victory would not have been possible without the steadfast prayer and support of ACLJ members like you. On behalf of the entire ACLJ, I thank you for standing with us against the abortion industry and helping us save defenseless babies. I thank you for making this victory possible, and I ask you for your continued prayer and support as we continue to battle against barbaric new abortion laws across our nation.
The challenges facing Americans are substantial at a time when our values, our freedoms, our constitutional rights are under attack. It's more important than ever to stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. For decades now, the ACLJ has been on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. And we have an exceptional track record of success. But here's the bottom line: we could not do our work without your support. We remain committed to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. That remains our top priority, especially now during these challenging times. The American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. If you're already a member, thank you. And if you're not, well, this is the perfect time to stand with us at ACLJ.org, where you can learn more about our life-changing work. Become a member today, ACLJ.org.
Andy Economo is joining us, senior counsel for the ACLJ. Andy, you were head of the criminal division, the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Northern District of Georgia, which was Atlanta. You executed a lot of warrants and arrest warrants. Do you ever have 30 agents?
Never. Never did that. We never had a case that was that called for or that justified disseminating or dispersing 30 agents in connection with the facts that have been presented with one person, and to in effect arrest. This is overkill. It's government out of control. It's something that's got to be stopped. It's outrageous, in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, I would think, you know, use this with highly violent crimes, usually maybe like when you're like running them down.
Mueller did this, though, if you remember, on Roger Stone.
Yes. Mar-a-Lago was about this many?
Yep. It must be the number of the year.
And they know they're not going to be facing violent resistance in those places.
No.
I mean, unlikely. At worst, you're just getting people who are not prepared. They don't know what's happening. So, I mean, but again, that doesn't take 30 agents. First of all, none of these incidents take raids. I think, or whatever you want to call them, execution of arrest warrant, which is what this was. So they needed 30 FBI agents to arrest a pro-life protester?
They said they opened the door and the guns
were
pointed at him.
What does that say about the FBI agents themselves, too? They need 30? Really? You're tough guys?
Yeah.
Tough guys. 30 guys to arrest one protester who hands out pamphlets?
Yeah, you know, the FBI pushes back. Oh, it's only 15 or 20.
Okay, 15 or 20. No wonder they're afraid of taking down cartels, though, because those guys shoot back.
Why not call the guy and say, we have a warrant for your arrest. Come down and surrender yourself. I mean, that's the way you do it. That's the way we do it. We're not talking about a posse of people.
He's not running
away. We're talking
about
one man.
He's not on the run.
Right.
You're right.
No, because they don't want to fight. I think that caller was it. They don't want to fight the real battles, which is guys who do. If you come to their house.
You need 30.
And
you need 60.
You need a full SWAT team.
Yeah.
But they don't want to do that. They want to pick on,
sidewalk counselor in Pennsylvania.
A dad, pro-life protester. Yeah. And that's how they start their Friday evening. So shame on this FBI. Shame on Merrick Garland. That's nothing new from us.
And we're taking your calls, 800-684-3110. Let's take another one.
Yeah, let's go to Darius in Michigan on line 2. Hey, Darius.
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for taking my call. I was just curious, you know, with the FBI, you know, blowing down, you know, citizens' doors with guns blazing, whether they are a Trump supporter or a pro-life supporter, if there's any, like, the rights, like, you could call the police when that is going on, is there any way you can sue them, take them to court, hold them accountable, or is there not any Justice Department that will prosecute them?
Well, you're not going to get a criminal case against them because the Justice Department is not going to sue itself. I mean, what Cece said, which is ironic here, I mean, it's the truth, is that first they thought local criminal charges might be brought, so the police show up. They decide to write up even a ticket. That's nothing. Then the protester himself files a civil lawsuit and doesn't bother to show up to prosecute the lawsuit, and it's dismissed. And then, was it 6 days later?
6 days later, they got a target letter after the case was dismissed. That 6 days later, receive a target letter that they're the target of an investigation.
So they're doing things knowing how ridiculous this looks, Andy, because this looks ridiculous.
It does. It looks like a persecution. It is. The man does not pursue the case. Then you get a target letter. Then you get a convergence of a massive amount of force.
Right.
To do what? Arrest one man.
Who was charged with violating the Free Access to the Clinics Entrance Act for handing out a pamphlet.
Right.
He wasn't blockading a door to a clinic. So this is where this thing is turned upside down. We got a lot of calls coming in. 800-684-3110. Let's take another one.
Yeah, back to the phones. We go Gwen in Georgia on line 4. Hey, Gwen.
Hi. Thank you for taking the call.
Sure.
I just wanted, you know, talking about Stacey Abrams. She's not only an election denier, she is a science denier.
Well, not now, right? Because she believes that the ultrasound machine has been created with a special sound device by men to show a heartbeat that she doesn't believe exists at 6 weeks. By the way, Planned Parenthood, up until July 25th on their website, said a heartbeat does exist. Even they exist. Now, right. They've taken that off their website because they're in line with Stacey Abrams. And I guess this is a new talking point, kind of like the perinatal.
Yeah.
Now we're going to say that these machines
are creating the
are
sound.
Sexist. And they are misogynistic machines, the ultrasound machines, which are to help women. And that the sound is fake. So think about the conspiracy. Now, will the FBI start knocking down the doors of ultrasound manufacturers because of what Stacey Abrams said? Because this would be a huge, you know, scandal.
Maybe Stacey Abrams will say, let's grab.
Maybe Stacey Abrams will get sued machines. By an ultrasound manufacturer.
Yeah, for defamation.
Yeah, just like a number of people. Yeah, we'd like Dominion.
Yeah, they were sued because they felt like their brand was damaged.
Right.
These ultrasound companies. I mean, what this, she's saying is so ridiculous.
She became governor of a state and said stuff like this. I would think if you're a manufacturer, you might want to file a lawsuit. But guarantee you, Stacey Abrams won't get sued, and her home will not be raided for being an election denier.
So, Andy, what the process when you're deciding you're going to execute an arrest warrant?
Right.
What do you do to prep for that?
Well, first of all, you look at who you're going to arrest and what the crime is and whether they're on, as Jordan said, likely to run. Okay? You look at all those factors. You've got a situation in this one that Cece was talking about of a man who pushed somebody allegedly because he had said something about his 12-year-old son. The man wasn't going anywhere. You have to evaluate the use of force. The FBI, in this case, has so overused force. And it's not just Merrick Garland. It's Chris Wray. That's where it ultimately lands in the hands of the director. It is an FBI that has gone wild. Wild.
All right, folks. 1-800-684-3110 to talk to us on air. We get back second half hour. I want to get into this because Jim Jordan has released another letter to Christopher Wray, the FBI director, with another whistleblower. This whistleblower said how that the FBI is deliberately manipulating. This is a whistleblower inside the FBI, deliberately manipulating the way cases are filed related to the January 6th investigations to create a false and misleading narrative that there's this nationwide domestic violent extremism problem, you know, DVE. So they say, this is what the whistleblower said, instead of this all being out of the Washington, D.C. office, which, because it happened, you know, that's where these crimes were committed, instead, task force members in Washington identify the potential subjects from January 6th, locations where these individuals reside. Then they have the local office open up the investigation, which is the opposite of how these would usually be run, so that when you look at a map of domestic violent extremism investigations, they're not all just tied to that one day, office. January 6th in D.C., they're tied. It shows this map of, you know, it's like it's happening all over the country.
But when they
except
were
for they're all
down,
related to one event that happened in one place.
But when they had burning down the buildings in Portland, federal buildings, are those open as DVE, domestic violent investigations?
I don't think there's anything open.
Nothing.
Anybody go to jail for those things? I mean, occasionally they would like arrest somebody right
like
there.
State charges?
Like state police maybe.
And this is the, you understand what's going on?
They're not hunting them down. I mean, I've heard of no reports of Antifa being hunted down.
Yep.
After the summer of riots.
We got a lot more ahead. If you don't get the full 30 minutes, just go over to SiriusXM, of course, or ACLJ.org, or Facebook, or Rumble, our preferred provider, or YouTube. That's a way for you to get this next half hour of the broadcast. We got a lot of phone lines are jammed. We'll take those, 800-684-3110. Secular Brothers Podcast, week three.
Three.
Starts today.
Starts
you're
today.
Do one today.
That's right. So you go to Seculo, SEKULOW, brothers.com, so you can find out where to listen. It's, you know, you got Apple Podcasts, Spotify. We also broadcast the show as well, places like Facebook, YouTube, and Rumble, of course. So check it out, secularbrothers.com.
For decades now, the ACLJ has been on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. The American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. If you're already a member, thank you. And if you're not, well, this is the perfect time to stand with us at ACLJ.org, where you can learn more about our life-changing work. Become a member today, ACLJ.org.
keeping you informed and engaged. Now, more than ever, this is Seculo. And now your host, Jordan Seculo.
All right, welcome back to Seculo. We are taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Just to kind of reset the stage for you how this all started, a pro-life activist was arrested Friday at his rural Pennsylvania home and charged with physically assaulting a Planned Parenthood clinic escort last year. That escort brought charges against the individual last year, and they were thrown out of court. So the Department of Justice sent 20 FBI agents to this dad's home on Friday evening with his kids there, and arrested him, guns out, shackled him, then threw him in the police car. No report that, by the way, he had opportunities to surrender to police or do this in a peaceful way that didn't freak his entire family out and probably him. But this is a signal, a scare tactic. They're trying to see how many people do we have to do this to before you pro-life protesters shut up. Mm. And you know what? We're not going to shut up. You're not going to shut up. They don't have enough FBI agents to do so. But I think they're picking on the wrong people. They don't realize how dedicated pro-life protesters are. One, nonviolent.
Nonviolent. He wasn't even charged with blockading access to the clinic, which is what the Free Access of Clinic Entrance Act, which is the felony.
His 12-year-old kid.
His 12-year-old was being approached by some adult male.
Cursing at him.
Cursing and screaming at him, pushing towards him, and he protected his son. The police came and did not issue any kind of arrest.
That's correct.
Not even arrest. They didn't even write a ticket.
That's correct. When the incident happened last year in October, a year ago in October, the police were called and they did not make any arrests because they thought nothing happened. The district attorney decided not to file charges. And then this man, the escort, brings his own case and that gets dismissed. So there were three times the police, the district attorney, and a judge saying there's not a case here, but that doesn't stop the DOJ from coming after him and sending 15, 20, however many FBI agents to his door.
So, Andy, you ran investigations that, you know, had people where you had to deploy FBI agents, yes, search and arrest warrants.
Yes.
I'm trying to think, what are they thinking here?
This is the politicization of the FBI in the worst possible sense. This is the use of our government to further a political agenda. These are policy decisions, not law enforcement decisions. This is an ideal that they have determined to stifle pro-life activists by scaring the devil out of them and telling them, you do anything that smells of pro-life advancement, legacy, then we're going to come after you with guns a-blazing in a criminal fashion, and we're going to get you. You better watch out. The FBI is on your heels. This is scary, Jay.
Yeah, some,
very scary.
One of the folks on Rumble said, this is just unbelievable. What kind of country do we live in? We live in a country where they're politicizing, weaponizing institutions. The Federal Bureau of Investigation, the Department of Justice, the IRS, they're weaponizing them. I mean, they'll weaponize the FDA for all I know. And I think what you've got is, and I think we have to be clear on this, this is what we're fighting against. It's what we're deploying lawyers for. In fact, we've got a case that we're filing a brief at the Supreme Court of South Carolina. When?
Yes, so it's due October 6th, and it's once again, Planned Parenthood is trying to establish a right to abortion in South Carolina's Constitution, and we're filing an amicus brief, obviously stating that is not so.
All right, we're going to take calls when we come back from the break. 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. We want your reaction to this overreach by the government. 1-800-684-3110. And Seculo Brothers podcast, you're smiling.
Yeah, well, it's always a fun time. We take even the serious stuff and with some humor. And
you're laughing. So, what? You got something planned?
Maybe. Yeah, there's always something. There's always something, and it is not a repeat of this show. We might talk about this issue a little bit with the raid, but just kind of in the more of the absurd, the realm of the absurd. So, again, we get into topics that aren't political at all. Feeding alligators.
I saw that.
Regularly.
Yeah. Pretty brave.
I'm trying to see the image that the people might be seeing of us now. It's different.
Yes.
SeculoBrothers.com. Again, you can check out all the different ways to listen or watch.
And 1-800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us on air. 800-684-3110. Back with more in a moment.
The challenges facing Americans are substantial at a time when our values, our freedoms, our constitutional rights are under attack. It's more important than ever to stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. For decades now, the ACLJ has been on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. And we have an exceptional track record of success. But here's the bottom line. We could not do our work without your support. We remain committed to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. That remains our top priority, especially now during these challenging times. The American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. If you're already a member, thank you. And if you're not, well, this is the perfect time to stand with us at aclj.org, where you can learn more about our life-changing work. Become a member today, aclj.org.
After nearly 50 years, Roe v. Wade, the tragic ruling that manufactured a so-called right to abortion, has been overturned by the United States Supreme Court. This is the moment the ACLJ has been fighting for. It's the biggest victory we've achieved in our three-decade-long fight against the soulless abortion industry. And believe me, abortionists like Planned Parenthood are devastated. This victory would not have been possible without the steadfast prayer and support of ACLJ members like you. On behalf of the entire ACLJ, I thank you for standing with us against the abortion industry and helping us save defenseless babies. I thank you for making this victory possible, and I ask you for your continued prayer and support as we continue to battle against barbaric new abortion laws across our nation. To Secular, we are taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. I'm going to go kind of in order how people have been holding on, but I thought this was a good one. Jennifer out of Missouri on line one. Hey, Jennifer.
Hi.
Hey, you're on the air.
Yes, I just wanted to speak to the other Jennifer that called in.
Yes.
Because I, too, also went to, I went to specifically Planned Parenthood. And they literally lied to me and didn't give me any options. They just told me that, hey, this is a really normal procedure. This happens all the time. It's just a blob of tissue at this point. There's no viable cells, anything. This is just a blob of tissue at this point. At this point, I was 5 weeks pregnant.
Right.
And without internet or anything like that, I had no research, honest tools. I was a scared teenager. I did go to a crisis pregnancy center as well. It was very hard to find. I literally had to look it up in the yellow pages. So that's how long ago this was. But the only thing they gave me was, I say the only thing. They didn't have ultrasound. So that is the miracle of the laws of today. And thank God that this has been overturned at the federal level and given back to the states, so we can now fight. And there's so many things left to fight for. How about a man's right if a woman gets pregnant and she doesn't want to have the baby? Yeah. I have three sons.
And Jennifer, this is exactly what we hear every caller say, and a lot of people that have gone to Planned Parenthood, we have videos on this, and Planned Parenthood does tell women that it's just a blob of tissue. And, you know, they don't want to show an ultrasound. They don't want to give all the facts. And that's where crisis pregnancy centers and pregnancy resource centers really step in and allow a pregnant woman to see the life that, you know, is her baby, and to actually make an informed decision at that time, whether she wants to give it up for adoption, whether she wants to keep it. And crisis pregnancy centers are on the front lines fighting for life, and that's why they're the center of the attack.
Boy, and especially in California and in New York, where you're not going to get any kind of pro-life legislation. We are working aggressively there. We've got a number of clients. Your ACLJ is front and center, and they're helping these organizations at no cost to them to get legal help, to fight off unnecessary regulations. Some of them are being tried to close down, to get these investigations, what happened to them, moving. I mean, they have no problem going in and arresting a guy handing out a pamphlet, but, you know, the people that are blowing up a crisis pregnancy resource center, I haven't heard peep, nothing from Chris Ray on that. Zero. Other than, I'm concerned about it. Deeply concerned.
No, it's because it's politically, it's not a priority. So people from Antifa aren't getting arrested in mass by the federal government. People from that are firebombing. Jane's Revenge is not being arrested in mass. You don't see hear about FBI raids. And let me tell you, if they were being raided, they'd be talking about it.
Yep.
But again, doesn't fit the political narrative. We'll go back to the phones, 1-800-684-3110. Let's go to Harold in Vermont on Line 5. Hey, Harold.
Hi, Harold.
Hey, thanks so much for taking my call. Here in Vermont, we have an Article 22, which is to put in the Constitution late-term abortions. And we have a bunch of people against that article, and we have signs on our private lawns.
Yes.
And we get up in the morning, and those signs are gone.
Well, you have the right. The Supreme Court had a case called the City of Ladue, in, I think it was, it was probably 15, 20 years old now. And you have the right to have that sign in your yard. So we need to put you on hold. I'm going to get you in touch with our lawyers. And so you know what your rights are, and we'll notify the city council that they need to be policing on that because you have the right to do that. But as you said, so let me see if I got this right, Harold. You're saying they're moving to have a late-term abortion added to your constitution or added to a statute. What are they saying?
Yeah, they want to add late-term abortion even up to birth in the Vermont Constitution.
So when you said that, I'm not putting Andy on the spot here, but I am going to say this. Andy cringed. Because we've been talking about this perenatal situation, Andy, while you were in Europe, or working over there. And this is this is becoming, unfortunately, commonplace.
Jay, this is murder. I prosecuted murder cases for many, many years. 48 years I was a prosecutor, 9 years an assistant DA. This is murder. This is infanticide. This is killing. This is against all legal authority and against all moral authority and all the authority of God. If we believe in anything, we don't believe in killing. And it really makes me ill physically to hear that.
So but the FBI then says, oh, okay, we got a guy handing out a pamphlet. There were charges brought against him, dismissed in a civil case. Police didn't file anything. DA didn't file anything. But let's go ahead and arrest him with 20 FBI agents in front of his kids to shake him up so we could tell other pro-life protesters, hey, if you're thinking about doing this, guess again, don't do that. Because if you do it, you know what we're going to do? We're going to bring the full force of the Federal Bureau of Investigation against him. Can I ask the FBI a question? Is this what you have to do right now? Because if you really wanted to bring a criminal charge against this individual, call up his lawyer and say, have your client surrender. But that's not what they did.
No, this is a father. A father with 7 children. And all he did was protect his 12-year-old son from being really attacked. And that's ridiculous. And yet you have 15 to 20, maybe more, FBI agents showing up at your door with guns, with your children in the house. That's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. This father had done nothing wrong. The police had said so. The DA had said so. And a court has said so. And yet the DOJ and the FBI want to come after him.
We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110 and your comments as well. And we got a great one, Anita, on YouTube. A lot of people watching over at YouTube right now, and again, share that feed with your friends, said, since this was a raid, does this give the FBI the power to look into his nonprofit and go after those donors? You could bet on it, okay? Just assume it. Now, do I know if they sent him a letter or a subpoena for documents? I have no idea. Is it coming? I would bet so. So operate under the assumption that's what they're going to do. Because they're going to do anything they can. How many times have we been through this? They're going to do anything they can in their power to stifle a viewpoint they don't like. Now, here's the thing. We have been to the Supreme Court not once, not twice, not 3 times, but about 5 times on viewpoint discrimination. And you know how many judges disagreed with our position at the Supreme Court of the United States? 0. Even the most liberal judges said you can't have viewpoint discrimination. But yet, look what the FBI did here. Unbelievable, really. That family, I wish they'd get in contact with us at the ACLJ if they're not represented.
Yeah, let's go right back to the phone. Sandy in Pennsylvania on Line 6. Hey, Sandy.
Hi. I was just wondering, I mean, my trust level in the government right now is pretty low.
good reason to.
Yes. I was just wondering if there was any chance that the escort backed out and didn't show up in because the FBI or DOJ got to him and had him back out so they could step in.
I think it'd be a stronger case if he had won.
Yeah, if you could show that he actually was being prosecuted civilly or prosecuted by the DA for some kind of act of blockading access to the clinic, yeah, you would think that would be good for them. But, Andy, they operate very independently.
The case gets thrown out, and yet the FBI comes in after the case involving the actual guy who says he got pushed, gets thrown out by the state court. Guess who comes in to save the day for the abortion activist? Your FBI.
Yeah, 6 days later. 6 days after it was dismissed.
But they can't stop fentanyl, and they can't fight cartels because they shoot back.
I mean, folks, wouldn't you rather have them on the border, these FBI agents busting these cartels?
Maybe not. Maybe they're not ready for that.
Our state police
are much more prepared for that because they're actually the ones in gun battles.
All right.
More regularly.
Our phone lines are jammed right now. We got one line open.
Yep.
1-800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us. We'll get to those in the next segment. Are we going to talk some economy in the next segment too, Will? We're also going to bring Harry Hutchison in to join our panel here, talk a little economy, because last time I checked, market's down a pretty good...
More positiveness.
Great news for the Biden administration's economic team.
Yeah.
Doing really well if you're... I don't know. It's not doing really well for anybody. It's sad, and I know people are struggling. Jordan, you and Logan are doing a podcast today. What day? It's Monday, Tuesday, Thursday?
Monday, Tuesday, Thursday is the normal run. If something unique happened, we can, of course, do it. But it's that's it. And they're not like old. Like if you didn't listen to the last week's show,
go back and listen.
Yes, because it's not all news. So it's not like it's not all breaking news and things like that. So if you like it. And, you've got time on your hands, your commute, drive. Check out the older episodes, too, because they're not really old in that sense. It's not like this show where, tomorrow's news is the news of breaking and things like that. So it's different, and I think it has a little bit more lifespan on those if you enjoy the back and forth.
The chemistry between the two brothers is amazing.
It is amazing. It's serious and funny and makes you laugh, it makes you think, and all of the above. I think it's taken on a life of its own, so we encourage you to do it. SeculoBrothers.com. There's a lot of ways to sign up. Also, support the work of the American Center for Law and Justice. ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org. We appreciate your financial support, if you're able to, as well. Expanding our offices in Washington, D.C. We'll be announcing that pretty soon, adding some new people up there. And we're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110, 1-800-684-3110. If you want to sign up for their podcast, is it the best place to go to the website? Because you can do Spotify or...
Yeah, and it also lets you do the video link. So, like, SeculoBrothers.com.
Yeah, and you're on Facebook, Rumble,
YouTube,
and YouTube, everywhere.
Yeah, and of course you can listen on Apple Podcasts and Spotify.
Totally different experience, I will tell you that. Y'all need to sign in. Drops around 5 o'clock East Coast time.
Yeah.
Back with more in a moment.
After nearly 50 years, Roe v. Wade, the tragic ruling that manufactured a so-called right to abortion, has been overturned by the United States Supreme Court. This is the moment the ACLJ has been fighting for. It's the biggest victory we've achieved in our 3-decade-long fight against the soulless abortion industry. And believe me, abortionists like Planned Parenthood are devastated. This victory would not have been possible without the steadfast prayer and support of ACLJ members like you. On behalf of the entire ACLJ, I thank you for standing with us against the abortion industry and helping us save defenseless babies. I thank you for making this victory possible. And I ask you for your continued prayer and support as we continue to battle against barbaric new abortion laws across our nation.
The challenges facing Americans are substantial. At a time when our values, our freedoms, our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. For decades now, the ACLJ has been on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. And we have an exceptional track record of success. But here's the bottom line. We could not do our work without your support. We remain committed to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. That remains our top priority, especially now during these challenging times. The American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. If you're already a member, thank you.
And if you're not, well, this is the perfect time to stand with us at ACLJ.org, where you can learn more about our life-changing work. Become a member today, ACLJ.org.
Back to Secular. We are going to get to our phone calls. Betty, Victoria, you're up first. But we do want to update you, I mean, because we've been spending most of the episode on this FBI outrage, which is relevant to all of us and everybody listening to this broadcast, because you know what they always try to say? You're not Donald Trump. No one's raiding your house. You know, you're not this person. No one's raiding your house. You're not Roger Stone. No one's raiding your house. You're not Paul Manafort. And but you could be Mark, the pro-life activist.
Right.
And they're rating with the same amount of people as showing up at Mar-a-Lago or
that seems
Roger
to be their
Stone's
magic number. 20, 15 30.
To 20 with guns.
Yeah. Well, got to have the guns.
To nonviolent people.
They, well, they, I mean, they wanted the IRS to have the guns, so why are we shocked?
Not just have guns.
Be able to use lethal force.
To kill.
Yeah.
Armed to kill.
So to make this even a cheerier day, we've got Professor Harry Hutchison here. Harry, good news. It was a few minutes ago the stock market, while we were live, was down 305 points. Good news. Only down 257 points at 29,333.
Jay, I hate to break it to you,
it's gonna
but
get
you're
worse.
Beginning to sound a little like President Biden.
Yeah, who's what I'm
saying. You have.
It could have been worse.
It could have been worse.
Could have been down 1,000 points.
And that is the message that President Biden is giving to the American people because he doesn't fully understand what's going on in the economy. So the Dow Jones is down well below 30,000, over 5,000 points in the last couple of months.
I mean, think about that for a moment. 23% in that's like, he's getting near a world's record.
Absolutely. And meanwhile, again, President Biden continues to demonstrate that he's out to lunch. But if you turn our attention just briefly to the United Kingdom, the pound is collapsing in light of the Federal Reserve's moves, raising interest rates here. What is that doing? That drives up the value of the U.S. dollar in relationship to the pound. That means our exports become more expensive, and that leads to layoffs in the United States. And simultaneous with that, inflation is still roaring, and I think it's important to keep in mind that inflation will continue to rise at least for the next 6 months to 9 months. In the northeastern part of the United States, they're expecting natural gas and electricity prices to rise by up to 65% over the next 3 to 4 months. And so this is a stunning blow to the American people. Meanwhile, the global elites continue to ignore the reality right before their own eyes. They have become converts to what Christopher Hitchens has said. When someone asks him, if you saw a miracle right in front of your eyes, his answer was, well, I would disbelieve my own eyes. That has become the mantra of the Biden administration. They disbelieve the data. They disbelieve their own eyes. They disbelieve the cries of the American people for relief. Keep in mind, in the last year of the Trump administration, inflation was at about 1.4%. Now it's approaching 9 or 10% under the Biden administration. And guess what? The Biden administration is very proud of their accomplishments.
You know, this really, I said this the other day, but it really reminds me of Jimmy Carter. The malaise, the high inflation, high gas prices, unemployment, the way we were perceived on the world stage, the capturing of Americans at the Iranian embassy. I mean, it's got that feel to it, folks, and it just does. All right, so there, with that bit of good news, we're going to take some more calls as well. Harry, well, let me ask one thing, because the heating, the natural gas and electricity prices, you're saying the National Grid is raising electrical prices in Europe upwards of...
No, that's in the northeastern part of the United States.
65%?
Up to 65%.
So if the normal bill for someone's house was, let's say, $600, it's going to be $900?
It would be closer to $1,000.
I mean, think about that for a minute. while their gas prices are up, while their grocery prices are up, and the companies
and
they're working for
rates are up.
Mortgage rates are up. So the companies they're working for are trying to figure out what to do, not so easy, and trying to keep up with inflation now becomes a whole issue. So that's what you're dealing with. All right, we're taking calls, 800-684-3110. We'll take economic calls as well.
Yeah, Betty in Alabama, online one. Hey, Betty.
Hi, thank you.
Sure.
My comment is simply about this raid on this man, the Saks, the ASACs of the local office. They could have deflated this, but nobody's going after them. They're the ones that need to be standing up and saying, hey, I sent out an entire team. I could have sent out one. I could have made a phone call, but where are they?
Were you talking about the local authorities?
Yeah.
Well, the local authorities investigated it and found no charges to be submitted.
That's right. The police were called when it happened, and they did not file any charges. Nothing was there. The district attorney did not file any charges. And then a case that was brought, the judge dismissed it. So nothing was brought on the local level.
So, Andy, if the local DA says no case, and the civil case is dismissed because they didn't do it, then the FBI comes in. There's nothing the DA can do to stop that.
No, you can't stop it. I mean, the FBI says they have jurisdiction under a federal law, and so that they just move in and disregard what happened with the civil case and disregard the decision of the district attorney. But this is because they're pushing a leftist pro-abortion agenda, and they're going to use every effort they possibly can to implement it, Jay.
Yep.
All right, let's go to Victoria in Texas online, too. Hey, Victoria.
Hi, how are you guys doing today? My comment is specifically on this raid that the FBI did on this pro-lifer.
Yes.
I am outraged, and you will be able to tell in my voice, but this is what my comment and my message is, a message of encouragement to all the people who are pro-lifers. This is clearly a scare tactic. And I want to encourage you with 1 Samuel 17:45 that says, David said to the Philistine, you come against me with sword and spear and javelin, but I come against you in the name of the Lord Almighty, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. So the FBI, the DOJ, they can come with guns a-blazing. They can come in numbers of 30, but we will not back up. Because we come against you in the name of the Lord Almighty, which we cannot be defeated.
No, you know, I was just thinking of another verse out of the New Testament that's very applicable to this, and it's Acts 4:29, and it says, now, Lord, consider their threats, because they were being threatened for proclaiming the gospel. Now, Lord, consider their threats and enable your servant to speak your word with boldness. Now, that is a very powerful statement, and it's true. But this guy had guns pointed at him. I want you to think about this for a moment. And seven kids in his house. And they shackled him up and took him away. Now, I believe that God will empower him to speak his word with boldness. But you know our job is, as lawyers, to not let these injustices, go away without reckoning. And the reckoning is in the legal system. Now, again, we're not representing this father and this family. If they need counsel, we're certainly willing to take a good look at it and see what we can do to help. But I'm telling you, folks, this is serious stuff. SeculoBrothers.com. If you want to sign up for the podcast, great way to do it. A lot of people are listening, and we encourage you to do that or watching. You can do it in multiple ways.
That's right. So it's Secular Brothers. It's SEKULOW brothers.com. Check out the, again, if you want to watch it, where to watch it. Of course, if you want to listen, like a traditional podcast, Apple Podcasts, Spotify. It's part of the Salem Podcast Network, and we're happy to be part of it. Week 3 starts this afternoon.
For decades now, the ACLJ has been on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. The American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. If you're already a member, thank you. And if you're not, well, this is the perfect time to stand with us at ACLJ.org, where you can learn more about our life-changing work. Become a member today, ACLJ.org.